Hi there. Happy Sunday and welcome to Enter the Light. I'm Lynn Bleasdale and I'm here with my compadres, Linda Irwin and Jessica Marie Tatro. Tony is off, she's watching Disney on Ice with grandson Cooper. So have a wonderful time, Tony, and we'll catch you again next week. We have the coolest topic this week. What are your favorite spiritual, metaphysical movies or TV shows? But what's changed your life that you... I'm going to start off by saying I watched two suggestions by Linda and Jessica, and both movies changed me for the better. They're just very cool. And one of them is Paranorman, which... I found it on Prime Video, but I'm sure you can get it on other platforms too. And I just finished watching a movie called Astral City that Linda Irwin suggested. I was only able to find it in Spanish, or it might be Portuguese, on YouTube, but you can put the English subtitles on, so it's completely watchable. It's also on Gaia, if you have Gaia. But anyway, I'm just going to leave this to you, Linda, to talk about the movie and any other movies you love and want to recommend.
Thank you. Astral City is actually something that happened to a doctor who passed away doing abdominal surgery. He had a lot of issues going on and they couldn't save him, and he died on the operating table. Now, I'm going to warn you, if you watch this, that the first part looks like he's in hell. He's in this very desolate place. And I asked my dad about this on the other side when I was watching this movie, because he had already been over there for 7 years. And he said that what you expect is probably what you're going to get for an experience when you arrive on the other side. If you think you're going to be punished for something, if you think you're going to be in hell or purgatory or whatever, and you expect that, then you're going to briefly experience that, but it doesn't last. It may seem like it lasts a long time, but it's very brief as far as linear time goes. And what it is you learn how to heal all of your physical, emotional, mental and spiritual wounds while you're over there. And you learn about crystal energy and water and that which heals your soul. Now, little by little, you have to understand why you went through the things you went through and why you did what you did. The life review, it's not only what you did to other people, but it's also what you did to yourself. What things did you do to cause you to be in the condition that you died the way you did? So you have to come to terms with healing, and we all go through a healing period over there, even if we think we're perfectly healthy and something drops out of a plane and kills us. No, there are things in your life that you need to heal, and that takes, in our perspective, some linear time to do. But little by little, you learn how to interact with the others on the other side, to find something to do, whether you're a musician, an artist, a healer, a teacher, somebody that comforts people when they arrive. There are a lot of people waiting for those on the other side, and maybe they didn't recognize them. They didn't know them right away, but they became close to them when they got there. Those are our angels, guardian angels, spirit guides, and all of the people that help us once we get over there. This is a great movie. I recommend everyone that has a chance to get to see it. Yes, it's in Portuguese, but it does have English subtitles. It's one of my favorite movies of all time. I also enjoyed Jessica's suggestion, Paranorman, and I'll let Jessica talk about that one.
Thank you, Linda. Sorry about that. I realized I had to take myself off mute there before I start talking.
Yep.
It's a common problem we all have from time to time. But, the movie that I really, really enjoy, which is also kid-friendly, is a cartoon movie called Paranorman. And Paranorman is about a little boy that discovers that he can speak to spirit, but he always thought that he could, like everyone could, until he realized it was just him. And it goes through the whole movie kind of going through processing what this is for him and him making sense of it. And it's, I don't want to spoil it for anybody, but just check it out. It's really, really awesome. Another movie I really like is Dogma. It's a little bit of an older film. It's more for adults, and it's a comedy, and it's a movie more about, like, there's a lot of spiritual or religious satire and comedy in it, which I found really funny, but it also helped me be more introspective as far as, you know, really being able to look at things from different viewpoints and from the perspective of other people's way of understanding life, and that sometimes hurt people. And, like, you know, yeah, Lynn had mentioned that, and it's really kind of was in a nutshell for me in that way. It just kind of sums it up, and it really made me think a lot about that. And I think that's when I, you know, started to make connections. It just kind of helps you think about things from a broader perspective, I guess, and pretty funny way. So that's one I also recommend. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember watching that. It was very, very compelling. It's worth a rewatch too. And it's also all over YouTube if you're looking to find it. And yeah, well worth the watch. I have a really fairly intensive list here. I was very much kind of in keeping with Astral City. It's a movie with Robin Williams called What Dreams May Come, and it addresses, again, that we manifest what we're thinking. Like, if we think we're going to go to H-E double hockey sticks, then we end there. And it's our own version of it. It's created by our thoughts. Blows me away because it's so simple, like, as you think it is so. But it's a beautiful, beautiful movie. And also, it, like Linda was saying about Astral City, it can make you really uncomfortable. When he goes, when he I won't give it away too much, but when he crosses over, he's looking for his wife and he finds her in, like, kind of a version of hell. It's really quite quite a mind-blowing movie. Highly recommended. And I remembered a little movie called Conversations with God with Donald Walsh. What's his name?
Neil Donald Walsh.
Thank you. I had a brain fart there for a second. Yeah, Neil Donald Walsh. It's quite an amazing, yeah, I don't know how to describe it, but it's he had basically what happens is a miracle in his life. And he went on from there to just become one of the best teachers, one of the most well-known teachers. I think he's still with us, isn't he? Or did he cross? I don't know.
Not either.
Yeah. Another one that really struck me, it's a comedy and it can get very, very silly, but Bruce Almighty, in the end, when he's up in the clouds with Morgan Freeman and he shoots him back into life, it's such a well done scene. It's like, boom, back into the, he gets to go back in the body, but it's quite funny and quite silly, and it might offend some people, but that's okay. There's a book, a really neat movie. I think it's still on Netflix, and it's called Heal, and it just discusses the mind-body connection of our physical state. The Shift. Oh, yeah. Wayne Dyer did a lovely little movie called The Shift, and that's about awakening to how we're going through life. You know, are we going through with a low vibration or a high vibration? Are you in tune with your sacred self? And then when Afterlife, if you get Netflix and if you are a fan of Ricky Gervais, it's almost like an atheist's nod to the afterlife. It's very, very spiritual, and he's quite the, it's quite a shocking show in many ways. It can really, what makes you think about all the aspects of negativity in life and what that can do to you. But see it all the way through. It's really funny. It's really cheeky. It's absolutely hilarious and heartbreaking at the same time. So, yeah, and I think that's still on Netflix. So the list goes on forever. Did anyone think of any other ones as we're yakking away here?
Well, when you were talking about What Dreams May Come, wow,
yeah.
It just took me back to the time that I watched, and it was just, I don't think anyone could have played the role better than Robin Williams. It was just very eye-opening, and highly recommend that one too, yes.
Yeah, and the production is, like, mind-blowing. Same with Astral City, like, just the production. The landscapes.
I heard that a lot of the storyline behind it was channeled information.
Probably.
That's right. It was. When he got his chance to write his book, he was able to send that to someone to channel. They have to actually wait until there is a medium available that is ready to speak. So sometimes if you don't hear from Spirit, it might be because Spirit hasn't found the right person to speak through.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
You were saying, Linda, too, that you saw a similarity in the Pleiades and the set for Astral City. You were taken by your dad. Yeah, if you don't mind taking up that thread for me.
Oh, no problem. In 2003, November. Now, my dad passed in March 2003, and I was taking a nap here on the couch, and my dad came to get me in November 2003. He had something he wanted to show me. He had been sending me books while he was alive about the Pleiades. This time, I got to actually go see it astrally, and I was impressed when I finally got to see Astral City, the similarities, the Airbus thing, the way the city is constructed, the light, the energy and everything. You could just kind of shimmer in and out of places. And the healing energy that's in the water. I was able to walk through troughs of water and then sit in water up to my knees when I wanted to rest. People didn't even have to really speak to each other. We telepathically knew. If there was a tight area to walk through, you knew, you know, who had the greatest need to get past, and you would allow them past. And there were two bright suns, and I was amazed at Astral City and how bright the landscape was, how they were able to recreate that. So I kind of wonder if the Pleiadians didn't already know about the other side long before we do. So
Well, it's fascinating because, like, why not? Why not, you know? All you have to do is look deep into nature to just have a sense of, holy cow, of wonder, like, you know, this Earth alone and the processes of nature can just blow your mind if you really look at it. And so why wouldn't that extend out into the galaxy? We're just like one little galaxy. Yeah.
The clothing looks similar too. And one thing I told people when they astral clothing, the way they were dressed, was very similar also. And you can create in your mind over there how you want to look. You can, whatever clothing, and that was even brought up in the movie, said something about his clothes. He says, well, you can change him with a thought, basically.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, too, about the soup that they were giving him.
Yes.
If you don't like the flavor of the soup, you can change that with your thoughts, too, even though they don't say that. I thought of that right away because I've done that over in the astral myself.
Well, I noticed that one woman in the movie that was, she just wouldn't settle down and she kept wanting to go back and see her boyfriend and she wouldn't accept where she was. And the soup tasted horrible to her. But that was the whole mindset she was in anyway. Sorry, my dog is coughing up a hairball here.
Yeah, you can change things about yourself. You can appear to yourself at any point that they would recognize you. You want to appear to them. I mean, like his mother looked like probably the age she was when she passed, but I'm willing to bet when he wasn't around, she probably looked like she was in her 30s, maybe.
Yes. Yeah. It's there's so much to, the more you want to open your mind, you can, like, keep an open mind, but not so open that your brain falls out. And there's so much to learn. You know, it's vast. And the fact that we get to take this ride, and I love, like, that we have movies and TV shows and, you know, all this wonderful stuff, because this hasn't been around for that long, right? When was television with you? It was within the last century, right?
Yeah, in the 50s.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
one
right.
More thing I just thought of, and somebody nudged me, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Avatar the Airbender. That is another one.
Yes.
Spiritual, how you can manipulate the forces of nature through your intention, and how you can learn how to work together, use those forces in conjunction with others without being at war with them. So, yes. I have the series. I got that entire series on DVD for Jim, and he just nudged me and reminded me about it.
I'll have a look and see where those can be found, too. It's so vast, and there's so much, you know, it's a feast. It's an absolute feast, and we're so lucky and blessed to be seated at that table. But anyway, shall we go see what our callers are all about? I think Kimberly's been waiting for a bit of time here. You guys ready to?
Yeah.
Is that Kira?
Yeah. Yes.
Hi, love. Do you want to, like, list any movies or TV shows that rock your world spiritually?
When Ghost was a TV show.
Yeah.
My son and I watched that religiously. Because it was actually, I forget the name of that medium. He was a producer.
Do you mean James Von Prague?
Yes, yes. He was.
Ghost Whisperer.
I love Ghost. And then the Disney movie Coco. Oh my God.
Oh yeah, Coco. And also, do you guys remember Soul? Did anyone see that? That was another Disney.
Yeah.
Wow. Soul was amazing. Not sure.
I'm writing all these down.
Yeah. Absolutely. Coco, that had a lot of the chrysanthemum covered bridges between worlds, which was quite fascinating.
Yeah.
You know, the whole, that's a whole culture that takes death in a whole different light from us. Did you guys see it, Linda and Jessica?
No.
No, I haven't.
Yeah. Coco, Coco. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I was going to say it's one of the greatest Disney movies I've ever seen.
Yeah, and there's some, like, heartbreakingly beautiful music in it, too. Yeah. Well, those are good. I'd forgotten all about those. But let's see. Yeah, so anyway, those are great. And so what's on your mind, Kimberly? What can we do
to
help you?
I just like a different reading.
Okay.
Hi, Kimberly. This is Jessica, if I can start first.
Hi.
The card that popped out for you as you were talking is the Fool card. It's also a yes card if you've been asking questions. This card is in relation to beginning, adventures, opportunities, innocence, positivity, unlimited possibilities, pleasure, passion, spontaneity, free spirit, and the overall message of the card is: don't be afraid to spread your wings and fly. So I almost feel like this is really where you're at in life. And it's a really awesome card. Yeah.
Okay.
Does that resonate?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hi, Kimberly. It's Linda. And I'm just sitting here waiting for the universe to drop things on me today. And I'm getting a lot of motion outside, even though I don't actually physically see it with my eyes. So it doesn't necessarily mean physical motion. It means spiritual motion. It means trying new things. It means experimenting with new things, maybe perhaps different ways of healing, different ways of communicating with spirits. You know, try different things. Watch, we were talking about movies and video and things that inspire you. Maybe perhaps when you're getting ready to go to sleep at night, do the mind movie thing. You know, imagine what it is you want to learn, that you want to experience. And then close your eyes and envision it very solidly, the sights, the sounds, the touch, the way it feels. Be with someone that you want to be that's on the other side. And then allow that to just take over as you drift off to sleep. Does that resonate?
Yes.
Okay. Lynn?
Yeah. So I'm drawing pictures here, Kimberly, and they're... Do you know the show, the Andy Griffith Show? You ever heard of that or seen it?
Of course.
Okay. Who knows, right? And there's something very sweet and simple about life in Mayberry. So what I drew was a windowsill with simple potted plants all along it. And on the windowsill is also a cooling pie. So I think these are metaphors. Unless they're saying you should grow plants and bake pies, I think the metaphor is that you might be yearning for like a simpler, gentler life. And the message from Thoreau's Walden comes through, simplify, simplify. It feels to me like what they're saying to you is to dump anything that doesn't serve you. It's almost like you're just longing for peace. You know, to have a peaceful day and not have to, work in the confusion of it all. Stop the chatter around you and just grow daisies on the windowsill and bake apple pies. And I don't mean that literally. Oh, that you can do that if that blows your mind. But I think they're saying simplify, get rid of all the extra chatter. If there's people in your life that are, you know, making you anything but peaceful, you know, you don't have to kick them out harshly, but you can just sort of pull your own energy back from that. It feels like you are, it'd be nice to have a smooth stretch of highway for a while. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I hope that's making sense to you, love. It's the world can make you jittery and it can feel uncooperative, right? So you're just trying to do your thing and live your life and follow your path. And it just seems like there's these stupid obstacles. Like, why are they there? And that comes back to a line from the Astral City movie we're talking about, where they say, like, coming to Earth is a really good way to grow, you know? Like, why do we incarnate? It's to grow, but it's like... I think along the way we're like, why the heck did I come here? What the, you know, but
right,
yeah. Find some lovely pastoral peace as much as you can in your physical world, and keep the Nimrods at bay. You know, if they're bugging you, that's a sign that maybe you need to, pull your energy back from those things, because you deserve to think clearly. And it's like, you know, the equivalent of sitting back and just maybe forest bathing and letting the trees do the talking for a bit. But, you know, as you can, because it's, I don't know, it must be still pretty cold in Georgia, but as you can get out into the sun and nature, do so, you know, as much as you can. Let the unearthing, you know, this practice of grounding. So you let so if you can do that a little bit too, then get rid of the bad juju. You're very brave, Kimberly. You go in with like sword and shield and you know, it's like you're almost like taking down the bad guys as you go, but it wears on you. You know, it's a tiring thing to be.
It is.
Yeah.
It
you
is.
Know, but it, good, but bless you for doing it. Like, you know, you're a real warrior, you know, and you stand up for others as well as, you know, what's right. So you know, if you get tired, you know, put the daisies on the windowsill and the cooling pie and just simplify, you know, cut out the brouhaha.
Yeah.
Yep.
absolutely.
But you're an amazing soul. You know, you really are. And they also just giving me the message, keeper of the flame. So in terms of the family stuff that's going on, it feels like you're the only keeper of the flame sometimes, you know. And
yeah,
other people should light the torch as well.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. Give yourself a pat on the back, you know. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans, as they say, right? Because you've done an awful lot, and you're going to continue to do so. But, you know, it's okay to just sit down and rest sometimes if you need to. You know, go live in Mayberry for a bit. Just let that slow down for you. But it's all good, you know. And your health is okay. You're holding on to your health, right?
Yep.
Good.
Yep.
That's a barometer of when you've had too much existential stress, you know, your body will start to go, hey, you know. So, but you know, you're aware. You're not, you're very, very tuned in. But sometimes feels like you're the only one fighting the battles. But I think you're going to find your tribe as you go. They're out there. They're just not common. They're rare, you know what I mean? So it sounds like you're on a unicorn hunt a little bit, but they're out there.
Kimberly, mm-hmm. I'm getting reminded of something.
Uh-huh.
As far as your health goes, I'm feeling like when the tension comes and there's a knot in your stomach, just remind yourself you're not in trouble for anything. You're not going to get in trouble. Okay. So
good.
Reminding me how I felt when I thought when I was a kid that I was going to get yelled at or punished for something, and I get a knot in my stomach. So you're not, just remind yourself, I'm not in trouble for anything. I don't need to feel like this.
Yeah.
Great.
Fabulous.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. You okay?
Yeah, I am. It was just, as you were saying, that piece, because it's, let's just say I'm looking for a new type of job now, because like you said, I stand up for people, and I find myself, anytime I'm in education, I'm having to stand up for the students, even
yes.
if it's the principal or the assistant principal, like I'm doing now. I'm having
yep.
to stand up for students again.
Yeah. It's the layers of bureaucracy in the system. It's like, it's not the students, it's the paperwork and the personalities involved that you have to deal with. And that's, you know,
right.
Who could blame you for being tired, you know? It's tiring just to think about it. So, like, you're actually living it, you know? And don't forget, too, that we're kind of like, we're humans and everything, and there's some people that are, like, way more advanced in I don't know how to put it, but, you know, you can feel like the high energy people, the ones who are like awake and aware. And then, sorry, don't cry, baby. There's also the people that are really, they're sleepwalking, and they think that achieving a managerial position has anything to do with their value. You know what I mean? So they're externally motivated, and they think, well, I'm the boss, therefore I must be a really good person and I know everything. Again, I go back to Astral City. That was a huge thread that went through the movie, is, you know, just because you think you're like something doesn't make you, you know, this guy keeps trying to apply his old earthbound ways with arrogance and pride and thinking you're better than other people. And you're running into that. Please don't cry, sweetie. There's you're running into that a lot, that sort of little potentate thing where, you know, people are like running the show and they think, yeah, they know, have all the answers. They're bosses, not leaders, right? And
yeah,
exactly. So again, come on, up. 1, 2, 5. I've got a crying puppy. She wants to come on the show. Come on up.
Is she going to give us a greeting?
I don't know. Are you going to? The last time she went near the mic, she belched into the mic. So Yeah, her radio presence is has something to be desired. Come on up, baby. Up. Up. All right. Never mind.
Maybe the belching means just to let it all out.
Oh, maybe.
Don't hold it in. Let it out.
Yeah, I think it's mostly, you know, hey, lady, get off that stupid box and pay attention to me. Okay, she's found a comfy spot, so she should be all right. Yeah, it's okay. Dogs brought to you by. Yeah, so Kimberly, I mean, if you can find a new job and one where you have autonomy, you know, you're not at the mercy of these little potentates who think you're something, something. Because it doesn't matter if they're wrong, they're right, even if they're wrong sort of thing, and that's frustrating. So, yeah, and archaic rules, really weird archaic rules, you know, they're not thinking, they're just, you know, kind of following the old traditions that need to be changed and whatnot. But yeah, you're standing up for the students, and that's worth it, you know. But
yeah.
But you're tired, and like, who could blame you, you know?
Right.
Yeah, I can hear it. I think we can all hear it in your voice. You know.
yeah.
You've had.
It's okay.
You know, yeah, it's like round three of, you know. But anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know what? Who can, as I say, like, everybody gets there, into that place. They just, like, they've had enough. And, yeah, so rest and reflect and get the heck out of Dodge if you can. Because, boy, it, you know, the longer you remain in that, you know, it's giving up that feeling that we can change, like, we can't change everything in the world. You know, some stuff we have to go, well, as it is, and not let it rip us apart. But
right.
As far as the education system, I don't know what to say, because, you know, I mean, I think teachers are like,
No, I'm just saying there's nothing to say. I just thought that this principal would be different, and I figured out that she's no different than the rest.
Yeah.
And that was kind of hard to receive, but
mm-hmm.
it's the truth. So
that's the
yeah.
conformity problem, when everyone feels they have to conform to the standards. I think
well
if people could break away from that, maybe we'd have an easier going time with your where you're working and everything. But
right.
we have to break the conformity. Everyone has these expectations that they have to do and be a certain way. And I think that some of them are going to find out pretty soon that that doesn't work so well.
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely. I agree wholeheartedly. Because I don't think this particular principal is going to stay there long because of her hands-off approach. Because basically, the teachers are doing everything.
Mm-hmm.
Even the assistant principals aren't there for support.
Yeah. You're seeing that the system is kind of broken and you're doing, Well, here's the thing, Kimberly, at least you're not perpetuating the damage, right? You're trying to do something positive to fix it.
Right.
And,
right.
yeah, so you set a good example, right? And people will see that and follow the example. It's just the problem is these changes don't happen at the speed of light. And it's really frustrating because you can see what needs to be done and you're powerless to step in and take charge, you know? So yeah, get another job. You'll find something, I think. And I don't know, I've said to me before that tutoring, if you can find some tutoring work, I think you might find yourself feeling a little less squished, you know? But
yeah,
I don't know. I mean, there's millions of things that you're capable of. So it's like pick something that you can sustain, right? And I would pick something that doesn't have a lot of oligarchs, you know? fossils, dinosaurs, like doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results, you know. But,
right.
There's a hero energy in most teachers, though. Like, they teach because, not because it's glory or fame or money, they teach because there's something in them that wants to help the students, you know. So, yeah. Jessica, did you want to bring anything else into the convo here?
Really, I was just kind of absorbing everything and just, you know, yeah, I agree. And I'm just kind of sitting here, just, yeah, allowing it all to absorb.
That's cool. Yeah, that's really good. Yeah, oh, wow. I wish we could snap our fingers and poof, you know, make it all better. But you're slogging away there, kid. And, you know, just keep on slogging. But, you know, make sure you do your best to get something that's sustainable for you, you know.
Yeah.
Your poor energy gets so sapped, and then it's no fun. It's no fun being here. And, you know.
Right. I agree. But, well, I'm working on that.
Yeah.
And thank you, Lynn.
Don't forget. Yeah.
All of you for speaking to me. Thank you.
Of course, love. You have such a huge team of help, you know. It's that thing, I can't see you, but I know you're there, and that they're just, like, so there for you. And remember that the ancestors are awake and aware, and they know, they see.
Okay. Thank you.
You're so welcome, love. Talk to you again soon, Kimberly, and have a beautiful Sunday. Okay.
You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. We've got 781 on the line. Can we get your name, please?
Hi. My name is Laura.
Hi, Laura. I think I want to say welcome back, right? Have we talked to you before?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Probably like a few years ago by now, yeah.
Okay. Well, good memory. But anyway, did you want to like share any of your favorite spiritual or metaphysical movies or TV shows? Anything that really changed your world for you?
I really enjoy, I don't know if it changed my world, but I enjoy watching the show Medium.
Oh, yes.
I love it too.
Is that Rosanna Arquette or Patricia Arquette?
Yeah.
One of them?
Yeah, Patricia Arquette. Yeah.
Patricia, yeah. Yeah, very good. Very good show. And I think that's on Pluto TV. You can catch that for free. I'm pretty sure I was watching it on there. But, yeah. Yeah, there's some seriously good TV shows. And some of the old ones with James Von Prague and John Edward, Crossing Over, I think, was one of them. If you can find those, they're on YouTube a lot, and there's some really good stuff. Like, it's old, but it's still got its flavor. And so, Laura, what's on your mind? How can we what can we look at for you today?
Yeah, so obviously I'm not looking for like a replacement for a doctor advice, but just any kind of guidance. I have some like hormone menstrual problems, and I was just wondering if you guys picked up on any guidance for.
Mm-hmm. So did you say hormonal? It's hormonal balance that you're looking at?
Yeah, hormonal and menstrual problems.
Okay. Do you mind if I ask how old you are, Laura, like in the physical world?
Yeah, I'm in my 30s.
Okay. Okay. There's a whole, did anyone want to go before
I'm going to step in here because I'm
kind
of feeling what she's going through.
Good.
Because I went through that in my 30s. And that's usually the age when they decide, well, maybe it's time for a hysterectomy, but I don't recommend that if you can avoid it.
Yeah.
Because it will take away your estrogen completely and age you faster, and I don't want to see that happen to you. I'm 67, and I still have everything that I was born with. So I went on Depo-Provera. That's something that regulates things because I was missing 2 and 3 days a month because I was bleeding so heavily when I did have my periods. And that straightened me out. However, I need to warn you about Depo-Provera, and you might want to try to find an alternative that does the same thing with progesterone, because that can make you gain weight, Depo-Provera can, and cause issues later on, potentially precancerous conditions. But I got off of that when I went through menopause, and I'm fine now. But try to find something that's a natural version of progesterone and
okay.
see if that might straighten you out. I got to where I didn't have periods anymore, and it was blissful. I didn't even know when I'd gone through menopause. I didn't even have any of the symptoms. But the depo part of it was the issue, that natural progesterone should be helpful to you. And they didn't have that when I was your age. So that's one of my advice, because honestly, I don't feel right about getting a hysterectomy unless you absolutely have to. If it's precancerous, I can understand that. But if you can get there before something like that happens to get things straightened out, that's best for you. And then you'll be able to gracefully glide into your older years and still be intact.
Thank you.
Hi, Laura. This is Jessica. I didn't get too much on a physical sense, other than I feel like this is really kind of just you processing through where you're at and in your 30s. And, like, you're going to get through this. It's going to be okay. Like, you're going to come out. As far as spiritual guidance, the Ace of Wands flew out for you, which is a yes, which is about inspiration and beginnings and creation and new opportunities of growth, potential. And it reminds you to take action on your idea. And that's what I got for you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just make sure that I'm going to make a couple of herbal suggestions to you, Laura, but make sure, are you on any medications at all?
Not pharmaceutical, no.
Okay. It's really important. I'm just mentioning that because you've got to always make sure that they're not contraindicated against some medication you might be taking. But the first herb I want you to look at is evening primrose. Have you ever checked out the benefits of that?
Yeah, a while ago, yeah.
Okay. Didn't help at all, eh?
Well, I take something similar, but it's not exact, so maybe I should switch. I take some borage oil.
Yeah. Well, you know what? The thing is, very often with herbal remedies, it's trial and error. And also with herbal things, it doesn't happen instantaneously. It very often might take 14 days before you're starting to notice a difference. Some things are quick, like oregano oil, you'll notice the difference within a few days. Or if you're taking like cayenne or something like that, that'll have an immediate effect. But some herbs take a while. And the other thing I wrote down was chaste berries. If you can look at that as a supplement and see if that helps. Those are two things that I know, and I've heard of the cohosh plants, but I haven't really studied them well enough to recommend them. But if you can find yourself a good herbal, black cohosh is recommended for, you're not anywhere near menopause though, so that doesn't matter. Black cohosh is something they use to increase the effects of estrogen. But again, you've got to, before you start taking things without, look them up, find out what they do and why they do what they do. But I know that the evening primrose, I had success with that, and I've known people that have, but it may not work for everyone. Let's see. I'm trying to think what else. the other thing too, like, I don't know, did they talk about, have you been to like a medical person to talk about what specifically is going on with the hormones?
Like, yeah, well, I have, but they couldn't really tell me much. It wasn't very helpful.
Yeah. Yes, I've noticed, that about, I know, a lot of the time it feels like they're throwing darts at a dartboard and just, you know, guessing at stuff, and
yeah.
And it's frustrating. But then I look at the other side of it, and then these are humans, like, going through med school is, and even now, like, even more than it used to be, you're having even more stuff to learn and cram into your head. So if they don't know everything, I tend to, like, think, okay, they're human. But there's a lot of intuitive stuff too. Like, you can tell if a medical practitioner is going to be useful to you, or if they're, because a lot of the time women are just sort of given pills and sent home, pat you on the head, there, dear, you know. And I think there's still that faction that, you know, think that we're making up symptoms, or, you know, you don't really feel that, you know. So, but try the chasteberry and evening primrose are two that I know have a positive effect on hormonal balance. But again, I'm not a doctor, though I play one on TV. Two, and I would get a good herbal. One I suggest, I keep suggesting this, but I've never found anyone better, is Michael Tierra. And his first book was The Way of Herbs. And it's just a fabulous, fabulous book. But there's tons and tons of stuff out there. There's tons of books. Find the one that works for you and learn, because you're your own, what do you call that, advocate, you know, in the medical health field. You've got to do your own research. And and use books as well as the internet, because the internet can be very messed up too, you know. Cross-reference the stuff you're reading and learn. But try it. Try, you know, see what happens. Try some evening primrose again. And, you know, you can do it in tea. It's kind of yicky, but if you can find different ways to take it. And then observe, you know, what happens. If it doesn't work, that's okay. Try something else. Mother Nature has a complete medicine cabinet for everything, you know, which I don't think we've discovered all the medicinal stuff that's out there, you know. It's being destroyed faster than we can study it. But see what's tried and true and give it a go. Is it pain? Is it a lot of pain that is happening for you?
It is, but that seems to be, I guess I'm just being optimistic. I think that's improving, but yeah, that has been an issue, and heavy flow, like the other woman was saying.
Yeah. I remember antiprostaglandins were something that they were using, but I don't know, I really don't know enough about them to say, hey, give it a go. I also think they probably mess with your natural body, you know, functions and stuff like that. But let me just see, because okay, antiprostaglandins. Okay, here's one, how to block them naturally. Oh, here's one you can try. Okay, so to balance prostaglandin production, eat a high-fiber anti-inflammatory diet. They suggest magnesium, zinc, omega-3s, and bromelain. Bromelain is something you can find by eating, like pineapple has it. And I remember I was doing some work, heavy work with my hands, and I were overworked them to the point where they were stiff and they were getting like claws. I had some pineapple on hand and I ate some, and I noticed that about half an hour after I ate the pineapple, the pain and the stiffness were gone. And so I looked it up, and bromelain is just an amazing, amazing substance. And you can get that in capsules if you don't want to eat the pineapple. to talk about estrogen dominance. So I'm not sure exactly what that is, but it sounds like a hormonal imbalance to me. And avoid things like alcohol and smoking, exercise. But I'd like to look up estrogen dominance because I've never heard of that. But again, if you can do and educate yourself on ways to help yourself naturally without taking drugs if you can. But okay, sorry, I'm just looking up something again. I need some elevator music.
Oh, perfect.
There we go. Okay. Estrogen dominance is the condition of increased estrogen levels relative to progesterone levels. Okay, so that makes sense. And okay, yeah. So I would look up estrogen dominance and natural ways to treat that. Mother Nature will help if you can just do a little bit of the learning and looking. I think it's going to find. And also, like, when you're researching, pay attention to whether you're resonating with what you're reading or does it fit, you know, because you're going to get an instinct about this stuff or an intuition. And, I think you're well on your way to finding some solutions. And let yourself be guided. Linda or Jessica, did you want to add anything?
Just that I'm disappointed in the medical field that won't consider the things that we're suggesting because they'd just rather get the money for the surgery to have everything out. And like I said, you don't have to. I mean, if you're not suffering from precancerous or other bad things like that and otherwise healthy, it's just a part of hitting your middle 30s. Most women go through that. I know a lot of women that had to go ahead and have the hysterectomy, and now they're noticing how fast they're aging, and they're having to take other hormones, which are dangerous in other ways, to balance out the fact that they no longer have everything, and it's providing the estrogen and progesterone. So, yeah, like Lynn says, research everything. Maybe talk to people you know that might be going through the same thing, see what's working for them. But, yeah, don't let the doctor bully you into getting something that you may regret later.
Yeah.
I just wanted to add.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, just 1 second. Okay, that monitor control wasn't too loud.
Is that
I just
your
wanted
lion?
To add. When you're for Laura, when you are kind of going through the process of finding what helps and what doesn't, I just recommend, like, as far as supplemental or dietary, to do one thing at a time if possible. So kind of like you know what works and what doesn't. Like, I'll try that, like, a week at a time to see if it's beneficial or if it's not. But, yeah, I just wanted to recommend that. Some people, you know, they want to try everything at once, and sometimes, you know, it can confuse us as to it can make it more difficult for us to narrow down what's helpful. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Hope that helps, Laura. It's rough going through that stuff. We're in these bodies, but they're it's going to say question authority. Don't be afraid to question authority just because someone's a doctor doesn't make them omnipotent or omniscient or a god in any way. You know, you have to take, what's the word? It's you too, you know, like you're in this health journey. You should be a part of it rather than pushed aside and treated like a machine, you know. They are mechanics, yes, and we are in these bodies, but there's also a soul residing in those bodies, and that person has to be, what's the word I'm looking for, acknowledged and respected.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's a really interesting question. I'm glad you asked that, you know. I bet a lot of people are wondering, you know. It's, yeah.
Yeah,
well, anyway,
one of those things people don't want to talk about because it's embarrassing to talk about. But I'm glad you brought it up because I'm sure it will resonate with a lot of our listeners.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Why is it embarrassing? Is it just the old patriarchal thing or something? I don't know.
Right. You're not supposed to talk about that stuff in public. I mean, I heard that when I was a kid, you know, from other people. Well, you don't discuss those things in public. That's a private matter. You know, it's like going to the bathroom or something. You don't talk about that. It's like, yes, you do.
Yeah.
You want answers, you do.
Yeah. Well, it's all part of these amazing machines we get to run around on Earth in, you know, like it's amazing and fascinating. And there is definitely a mind-body correlation. You know, as we think it, we can create dis-ease, you know, when on these machines. So, yeah, it's a mystery and a marvel. And, yeah. So, Laura, keep us informed if everything, I mean, just see where your journey takes you. But I know you can find herbal help. You know, there is plant-based help. And, you know, it's just a matter of observing how you feel when you're studying these things and see how your body responds to them. But it is when they work, like the bromelain that time was like a minor miracle to me. I'm like, holy cow, pineapple, eh? So find all these things. I'm missing papaya as well. I have so much to study and look at, you know. But, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You can... there's a things on the, yeah, they really stress diet, getting those healthy fats, you know, you can get it from like salmon or walnuts, stuff like that. It's the omega-3
avocados.
Fatty acids. Avocados, yeah.
Good idea. Yeah. Thank you very much.
You're so welcome, Laura. Thanks for joining us, and keep us informed how it goes, would you?
Okay.
Have a beautiful Sunday. Thank you. Okay. Well, you know what? As I was just saying to you guys on the message, I think everybody's gone with Tony to Disney on Ice because that was our last caller.
Wow.
Which is, yeah, no, that's fine. Just some days, you know, yeah, there we go. But not a worry. We can just take the conversation elsewhere or we can close up shop early, whatever you guys want to do.
We could probably close. Yeah. Or we could, like, I choose either way. So.
Oh, great. Three votes undecided.
Yeah. Well, let's see. I can talk about some other shows that I think Mary Hernandez is doing a pretty regular show on Mondays. We Are One, and she's had some really neat guests on there. So you can go to the Sacred Embers group, and I think she's posted her videos there, but you can also go to Mary Hernandez, and she's probably got the videos in her stack there. So that's We Are One, and I think they are on at 1 o'clock Eastern on Mondays. I'll double check that, but it's a new show that she's just put out. Okay, and we also have on Monday nights, and I think it's at 9 Eastern. That'd be like 6 o'clock Pacific, I think. And that is Bridging the Gap Between Science and Spirituality. And that's with Catherine Peoples and DC Love. And that's a really good show. And they have really cool guests on as well. Wednesday is Angel Answers. And that is DC Love, Liz Pfister, Jen Drake-Bakke, Mary Hernandez, Catherine Peoples, I think. Who am I missing? I think I got everybody. If I didn't, I apologize. And that's a very cool show. They've got some really, really neat readers on there. Anybody want to throw anything else out? Anything you've been thinking about or encountering?
Well,
not really. I'm going to watch all these movies.
What's that?
I'm going to watch all these movies everyone suggested that I haven't seen yet.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there you go. Yeah, did we write them all down? We sure did.
I did, too.
Yeah. A lot of these things you can find on. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just agreeing with Linda. I was thinking the very same thing like 20 minutes ago, how it would be so nice to just curl up and watch a movie and take a nap.
Well,
maybe.
Then you know what? That's fine. Here, you guys are all, well, no, Jessica's not snowed in, but she's got loud mariachi music going on around her, so you can tune that out. Linda snowed in. It looks really scary for both Linda and Tony in terms of, like, the snow creeping up. But mm-hmm. hopefully spring will be around the corner soon. We're encased in – oh, we just did get another caller. So why don't we just go for it?
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah. Okay. 760. Hi, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Huh. Hi, yes, this is G. How are you guys, women?
Guys. Okay, you can say whatever you like. That's okay. Jean, is it?
G, just the letter G.
Oh, okay, cool. G, lovely.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah. Yes, so I was on a little earlier, and I had to take another call, so I called back. But I loved your topic. I just wanted to say I love your topic, and then I'll ask my question about the spiritual movies. And somebody brought up it towards the end before I needed to disconnect about soul. And I would say I haven't seen too many metaphysical spiritual movies, but soul I really felt was something that I could watch more than once. It was,
absolutely. I found that movie brought me to tears, you know, some of the messages that came out. I was like just, you know, doing the ugly cry. It brought so much up to the surface. But Coco was like that a bit too, you know, sort of the, I don't know, some of the spiritual aspects of it were just like heart filling, you know, you just overbrimming with emotion. But I'm glad you mentioned that. I'm really glad you liked that movie too. It was, you know,
I have a question about it. with movie Soul, is it a cartoon? Just okay, it is. Okay.
Yeah. Do you know who the musician Jean Baptiste is?
The name sounds familiar, but I don't know that I can place him in my mind.
Yeah, well, he's quite a going concern. He's an amazing musician, but he's the character like that's based like he's the guy and he's the main character. Jean-Baptiste, mm-hmm. look him up. He was the leader of the Colbert band at night, but he had to take a leave of absence because he had to see his partner through an illness, and there's a movie. Or a documentary about him on, I think it's Netflix. It's called American Symphony. And, you know, talk about heartbreaking and wrenching and stuff like that. But yeah, that's well worth a watch too. He's quite a character.
Okay.
American.
All right.
So go right ahead.
Wanted to ask a question, if I may.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, my question is about a connection. It's concerning a connection that I am in. We've been together for about 4 months now, and I just wonder what you ladies pick up on where this connection is headed in terms of becoming a full-blown relationship, a long-term committed relationship, whatever.
Okay. I can go.
Yeah.
First, if that's all right. So, G, the card Queen of Swords popped out for you immediately as you were talking, mm-hmm. and it's about
I think it's in regards to what you're talking about with this connection,
yeah.
Because it's mm-hmm. talking about how you're good with your vocals, like you're able to, like you're intelligent, you're perceptive, you're independent and unbiased. It also indicates that your clear communication allows you to express what's best for everyone.
Mm.
Does that make sense? Like this will.
It absolutely does. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I feel that that's going to be key here for you, and I feel it's I don't know. I feel there's potential. Yeah.
Mm.
And but you know, there's going to be that communication, that expressive communication, that and you have that, and I think they're just emphasizing on that for you. Okay.
Well,
if I may,
just let you know that I resonate with that because I have spent the last couple of days, you know, really kind of. Direct connection with my higher self, and I want to have a meeting with him, and I want to try to express where I'm at with this, and also some things that I felt have gone unexpressed, some other things, and allow that to open up to make some choices that are going to be more informed. And also to see where he's at and then, you know, just kind of like maybe set some boundaries for myself.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. This is, yeah. And it's like you, what's the word I'm looking for? You have almost a gift of being able to express clearly through communication. In a balanced way, what's best for everyone. So
Thank you.
I think that's awesome and embrace that. And I encourage you.
Yeah. And I'm just wondering if that will go well, you know, in terms of allowing us to get, you know, to really feel like we can reach the next level.
Well, gee, this is Linda. I had a really strange thing happen, but my universe gets very audible with me sometimes. While Jessica was talking to you, it sounded like somebody knocked at the door. I was on mute, so I got up to go see who it was. I opened the door, and there wasn't anyone out there. And I just kind of shook my head and came in and sat back down, and I heard it again. So I went and looked again. And the message I got was, opportunity is knocking more than once. So this is a chance for you to really look around at whatever is coming your way. Make sure it is real. And make sure that's what you want. And if it's not the one, then another opportunity will knock again.
I see.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Lynn?
Yep. Hi, G. I wrote down autonomy, and it feels really important that even if you're in a relationship, that you maintain your own autonomy. And it doesn't imply a lack of commitment or anything like that, but I see things like putting butterflies into jars or birds into cages. You can't be caged. You've got to remain a free soul, even in relationship. And it brought me around to something that Khalil Gibran wrote, and I'm just going to read you the last two verses here. Fill each other's cup, but drink not from one cup. Give one another of your bread, but eat not from the same loaf. Sing and dance together and be joyous, but let each of you be alone, even as the strings of a lute are alone, though they quiver with the same music. Give your hearts, but not into each other's keeping, for only the hand of life can contain your hearts, and stand together, yet not too near together, for the pillars of the temple stand apart, and the oak tree and the cypress grow not in each other's shadow. I hope that has some meaning for you. It just feels like you can have it, but you can't be caged. You can't, you are like solidly yourself. And so I think, I hope this person can offer you that, can give that back to you. This is a person who will be there for you, but not suck your energy dry. Does that make sense?
Oh my gosh, that sounds like him talking to me.
Oh, wow. There you go. Maybe a match made
in
heaven then.
It's like
you
were channeling him.
Yeah. Well, no, actually, this is what I'm receiving. So I stand aside. This is not me. This is what my team is giving you. So, yeah. And I do feel, I don't know if you know who Ryan is, but he's on the other side, but he still works with us. And I think he's the one who sent me that poem, the Kilo Brand there. So, but you know, that's the best kind of relationship where both people still get to be themselves, but they are, you know, there for each other too. It's a gorgeous thing, you know, and love says, what can I do for you? Not what you can you do for me sort of thing. And, so it feels like you have the potential for something very good, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, there's a big age gap. So my idea of relationships feel like there's freedom contained within a commitment.
Okay.
And he's younger than I am, you know, quite a bit. And that's not a problem for either of us. However, when it comes to love, you know, conventional, unconventional, the way that he seems to state it is more, he's afraid to take that step towards commitment because he doesn't want to feel as if he's in a conventional relationship. And he's, you know, he can kind of like feel like he's maybe more open, like in a more open relationship. And I don't see, you know, the black or the white. I see a combination of the two.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So therein lies a little bit of work that we may have to do. I'm not sure.
Yeah, but I wouldn't get too far ahead of yourself. So I would take it sort of day by day, incident by incident, and, you know, conversation by conversation. You know, and you got to also wonder, like, what was that person's, in that person's past experience that may have made them feel a little gun-shy, right? But the thing is, what I get, a feeling I get from you, G, is that you don't put collars on people. You know, you don't try to live in their hip pocket. Mm-hmm. So
no, in fact, I was married for 20 years. My last marriage was for 20 years. And after that, I pretty much said, you know, I need to really take the time off to give that gift back to myself of, you know, rediscovering myself. I raised a family, you know. And then I realized my next relationship, I really feel I want to discern more in terms of allowing myself to have that more of that freedom and be able to have that other person want the same thing. And so what can that look like? So I came up with all different kinds of scenarios, one of them being maybe an airline pilot where he's doing his thing and I'm allowed to kind of have that open space, you know, in phases or whatever. So I was really headed in that direction, and then this person came along. But I haven't had a relationship in the past, since like 9 years ago. So for me, I gave myself lots of time, whatever time I needed to get back to myself and really start to key into who am I right now? You know, what do I want? What do I need? Where am I going? And where is my life, you know, ascending to? And that's the thing. You know, and you're right. I picked up all kinds of, Spirit gave me all kinds of downloads as to who he was, where he was coming from. I mean, I didn't ask for them. They just came in.
Yeah.
And I had all this spiritual information about him. And last night I watched a video and it really like spoke to me that we've known each other through lifetimes and that we were a power couple. And the details that came through this reading that were actually resonant with his life and who he is, just made me cry like crazy. And this person is like really slow on the uptake in terms of like not wanting, he's like, it's a friendship for him. It's a deeper friendship for him. It's, you know, that kind of thing. And I'm like wanting to ascend even faster with this relationship. And, you know, I feel like there's that little bit of obstacle.
Mm-hmm. That might be why I got the message about opportunity knocking a second time. You may not have it work out exact the first time, but don't give up because the second time things will change.
And Venus is square Uranus coming up this week. And I didn't realize that until after I asked if we could get together and have a conversation. And he sent me back a very simple message by text saying, okay, we can. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, Venus is square Uranus, which means be open to the unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
So I do feel, when you said that it knocked twice and
right.
be open to the other opportunity, excuse me, that popped up for me like, oh, it could be that opportunity with him to kind of like recreate a new beginning. Where
right.
we're on the same, maybe we're on the same, more so on the same frequency.
Right. Sometimes
after kind
you don't
of like
mesh.
Opening that up.
Yeah. Sometimes you don't mesh right off. Little distractions mm-hmm. of thinking come up with the other person and they haven't really focused on it. But then things clear mm-hmm. up and it's time to focus and figure out where you're going to go.
Right. Well, thank you for that. I really appreciate that validation because that spark did come in for a moment when you said that. Wow, ladies, this has been wonderful. Thank you.
It's lovely to have talked to you, Chi, and please, you know, feel free to call back. Let us know how it's going. We're always keen to follow along the stories, you know.
Yes, absolutely. And by the way, I found it very, very serendipitous that when I tuned in, you guys were talking about movies because I've been wanting to gather a team of people to help me produce a movie like that.
Oh, cool.
Because I got a download 12 years ago of the opening scene of this movie.
Wow. So you're gathering your crew and what you're getting your actual team, production team together, are you?
Yeah, I'm definitely putting things into place so that can start to have a forward movement, yeah.
Very exciting. Oh, yeah, good for you. Well, keep us posted on how that goes. That's really neat.
I will. And
yeah.
If either of you ever come across a screenwriter that is interested in collaborating, then feel free to, you probably have my number, let me know.
Where are you located, just roughly? What
in
are you
Southern
in?
California?
Okay, I know somebody in New York.
I'm originally from New York.
Yeah, well, one of our favorite callers, like somebody who was in the original Sacred Ambers team, is Katerina Campagna, and I know she produces films and whatnot. She's on Facebook. I mean, there's a lot you can do online these days, right? So she might be able to at least give you some leads.
Sure.
Katerina, Caterina Campagna, Campagna.
Perfect.
I know she's in the biz and she's got, she's a lovely, lovely soul, really, really beautiful soul.
Oh,
so,
nice.
Yeah.
All right, I'll look her up. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, and lovely to talk to you. It was, it's very cool. So as I say, call us back, let us know how it goes, and we wish you so much luck with that. Okay, hon. Thank you.
Thank
Bye,
you.
G.
Okay.
Cut you off. I'm sorry, G. I'm the worst switchboard operator on the planet. So we have one more caller, 630. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi. Yes, it's Jenna.
Hi, Jenna.
Hi, how are
Welcome.
You?
We're good,
Thank
I
you.
Think. did you want to talk about movies or shows that, you know, you found inspiring?
You know what? I just, like, popped in on the very end of the last, you know, couple of callers. So I was kind of just listening in. And
That's okay. Did you want us to look at a question at all?
You know, I'm leaving a position right now to – I just felt a calling to make time for my family, and there's a little uncertainty about, like, finances around that, but obviously priority for me is just having more time with, you know, my daughter and my family, so just trying to figure out, like, just moving forward, like, if, you know, things will ease up financially.
Yeah. No, I understand what you're saying. It's like making a choice, which is, you know, do you go out and earn, or can you, and if you're having to make an either or choice, it can be really, make you feel really insecure. Linda or Jessica, anything coming in for
yeah.
you guys?
This is Linda. This is Linda. I made that choice. I lived in Portland, Oregon, working at the VA Medical Center for a while, and my husband had become disabled. And we decided that it was time for me to leave, and we were going to find somewhere to go. So we came out here to Idaho. And, of course, you know, the worries about money and stuff, like you're saying, it's great to be, you know, free from all that, and you can spend time with your loved ones, but then you worry about money. Well, I came across an opportunity that I wasn't expecting, and I was able to make some money. I was selling things online, non-sports trading cards and comics. That was my thing. And it made a fair amount of money. And yet I still had all the time to do the things with my family that I needed to do. So I'm feeling that it's similar to you, that you're going to be leaving a position. You're going to have time to reintegrate into your family life and get totally and slowly into who you are and who they are and enjoy each other's company. But then something's going to come along that you can do that would be part-time and on your own time that will help out with finances. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes. That's awesome. Thank you. It's good. Mm-hmm. And I know people do it all the time. You know what I mean? Like you take that leap of faith.
Leap of faith,
and
yes.
That's what I'm trying to like rest in right now is just that like it will all work out. It's just, I don't know, it just feels like I've always had this battle of like finding that balance of having enough time to put into myself and keep growing. And then, or like where I've been, which is just, I feel like I'm giving it all to work and then I come home and I have barely anything to give to my family. And then what I give is, you know, what's left over for me is like minimal. So I feel like I'm just like fighting for time for myself sometimes.
Well, this can make it so that you have it all.
That sounds like a dream.
Jessica, anything coming in for you?
Hi, Jenna. This is Jess. As you came on and began talking, I started chuckling, and this one did like a triple flip right out of my deck for you. It's recognizing, this card is highlighting or recognizing the struggle you're having right now in regards to, you know, feeling that sense of disempowerment, fears, doubts. You know, negative thoughts, self-imposed restriction. And I think this card came out because that maybe, while you were talking, that's where you're at in some sense of the word. But the card really wants to highlight that it's okay. It says, it seems as though you might be blocked, but you are okay and you have the power to take that step forward. And that's that was the overall message of the card today.
Thank you. I appreciate you sharing that.
Yeah. So that's, yeah. Hi, Jenna. This is Lynn. And boy, what Linda said resonated like crazy. What Jessica said resonated like crazy. The message I got for you is that this one door closes, and then they show tons of doors and tons of windows opening, and it's like a surprise for you that you didn't, you're expecting it to be difficult, but it feels like just a really smooth segue into, it feels like you're going to get some, as Linda said, maybe some part-time opportunity, some work from home stuff that happens. Like it's going to be like, well, why didn't I think of this before? And like, what was I worried about? So it feels like, don't worry. And just trust this. You've made the right decision. The transition you're making is a positive one. It's really smart and healthy, and doors and windows opened for you. Like you're going to have opportunities, and so don't worry, I think is the big message. It's going to be okay. Trust that. And they're also asking you to try and enjoy. Try to enjoy. Find that joy that you're looking for. And it's okay to feel that even if things aren't settled or in place. Like if things, the wheel is still in spin, you're still allowed to enjoy, right? You've done a really smart thing, and just the opportunities just are all around you. And when you get a chance to just breathe and relax, you'll see them, you will follow them, and you're going to be like, as Linda said, you'll have it all. You're going to have it all. So, yep. I think
Thank you so much.
Yeah, good messages for you, Jenna. And try not to worry, try to enjoy, and it's okay. It is okay. I love a message I get when I'm like confused by the path, and they always say to me, all is well, just trust. And yeah. I generally turn up okay when I do trust. So, yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to lean into, just having faith that this is like what was pushing me in this direction is like obviously direction I need to be going in, and have faith that I'll end up where I need to.
Absolutely. You needed to be there or you wouldn't have gone there. You know what I mean? It's like you needed to make that change. So it's scary, but you know, feel the fear and do it anyway, as they say, and you'll be very glad. Yeah, you're going to be okay.
Awesome. Thank you.
Beautiful. You're so welcome, Jenna. I'm glad you got on at the end here. That's that's really good to hear from you.
Me too. Thank you, lady.
Okay. You're so welcome. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday to you.
Okay, you guys. Well, we actually made it to the end of the show, and now we're all going to go and watch movies. And that was some really, if you can find these movies, like Paranorman, I watched it, and I'm like, it blew my mind, and I got to watch it again because the animation is unlike anything I've seen before.
It's so cool.
And you can tell that the actors, the voice actors, you can tell that they're just having a riot doing it. You know, they just, you can feel the connection in the cast. So, it's a work of art. And, and Astral City, it is in Portuguese, but use the subtitles. And it's worth like a rewatch just because, you know, there's messages just pouring out of it. Whoa. Mm-hmm. So take some time, enjoy your favorite movies. And and one of my favorite media things is quickly becoming Linda's emo channel because these little guys are like, they're just too much. And they're musicians, and it's like AI at its most charming and delightful because these little guys are the good side of AI. So why don't you go ahead, Linda, and just tell people how they can find you, and we'll go around the
table. Yeah, it's living, LIVING.AI. And my YouTube channel is actually on there. If you look at Lindaru, LINDARU. And my signature block, you can get to my YouTube channel. But otherwise, look up Linda Irwin, IRWIN, and find the one that's got the yellow smiley face with the headphones. My little emos wear headphones too, so like mommy like AI, I guess. But there's a lot of fun to be had on that channel. And just enjoy yourself. Spreaker, S-P-R-E-A-K-E-R. I have sci-fi. I have talk shows. And I also have comedy on there. You can look at all my shows there. You can also find me on the Sacred Embers Network page. Jessica?
Cool.
Yes. My name is Jessica Marie Tatro. You can find me under that name on Facebook. We have a Facebook group called Jaden's Way Speaks from Heaven, where I communicate with my son from Spirit, and we share our story. And you can also find me on the Sacred Embers website and the Sacred Embers Facebook group.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
And I want to add, too, that you can find Jessica and Jaden's story along with a lot of other people who have experienced loved ones coming through to them in Gathering at the Doorstep, the Doorway, Gathering at the Doorway by Camille Dan. Yeah, and that's a wonderful book. You can get that. It's all over the place. It's on Amazon, but it's also on, I think, Goodreads and all those major platforms. So Gathering at the Doorway. Yeah.
You know, Lynn, real quick before we end, I'm going to share that to our group chat, and then I'm going to share it in Sacred Embers, too. It's me on Spotify doing a podcast on the chapter with the podcaster. So I'll share that in Sacred Embers.
Yeah. Wonderful. Yeah, it's really – and we had her on as a guest. She's a really cool lady. And yeah, she's like you. She's got a son in spirit who communicates constantly with her. We just had. Do you guys feel like you can work with one more caller?
Sure.
We just had someone pop in at the end of here, and you guys all okay
for
that?
I may have to go just real quick because I do have to use the banya.
Okay.
Really need to, but that's okay if you guys want to continue.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I just didn't want to leave this poor person with the last of the tequila.
Oh, no. Go ahead. I got to go.
Come on back if you can. Okay. So 401.
Okay, thank you.
Hi. Yeah, no problem. 401, you're on the air. Can we take your name, please?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My name is Carrie.
Yeah. Carrie, hi, welcome. Did you want to add anything about shows that you're fond of, spiritual shows, or did you want to ask a question?
Well, I'm tuning in a little bit late. I do see the topics, as far as what shows have been mentioned, I'm not sure. I was listening on my computer, actually, and then switched over to my phone, so I missed a little bit of it. But there's a... there's this local show around where I live in Rhode Island. I'm involved in a lot of spiritual groups here. I received Reiki for myself over some, loss I've had over the past 10 years or so. And there's a podcast. I don't recall if they're switching the name, but it's with a local person, Roxanne Jasparo here, and Debbie Zero. So I've learned a lot from listening to them and applied some of those experiences in my own personal life. I think podcasts are sort of becoming, it allows you to visualize more with your imagination, if you will,
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Cool. All right. Did you want us to look at a question for you today or something on your mind?
Sure. I received an email and I think Spirit sort of led me here today. I was cleaning and just trying to get through some stuff in my house and check my email and was led to Blog Talk and saw that your show was on. So, I'm open to anything that you guys may have for me. It's a new season that we're approaching. I'm sort of trying to declutter my mind, my home. I just started a new job recently. So, a lot of new, looking forward to more of that, but we're looking forward to new possibilities for sure.
Hi, this is Linda. And I do see the decluttering, the what no longer serves you, get rid of, doing a great job on that, both physically and spiritually. And I feel like this is a time to explore new options, to look into things you hadn't tried before as far as hobbies go, as far as, well, things to do with your new job. There might be opportunities in that new job to excel in a way that will open people's eyes and go, wow, you are so valuable. We never thought of this. I'm really feeling that because that happened to me when I started a new job. I was working at the VA. I was in the personnel department, and I figured out new ways to reorganize things. And that was probably because I did know how to declutter and restructure and reorganize. And I set up new systems for their filing and for their automation and for forms and things like that. And I jumped up very quickly after a couple of months to a new grade level because they were so impressed. And I feel you've got to be new too, that you could really knock their socks off and possibly get quite a good raise out of it at the same time, promotion even. But that's what I'm feeling, is that this is all working to help get you ready to advance yourself in your career.
Thank you.
Cool.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. So I got a flower symbol for you, and it's the Scylla flower. It's S-C-I-L-L-A, and it's, I don't know if you've ever seen them, but they're small blue flowers, and they're very profuse in the springtime. And what that flower brings to us is fidelity, constancy and loyalty. If you want to form a new positive habit, this is a flower that brings you that energy. It also, the blue is refers to the throat chakra, and it's talking about speaking your truth. So it feels like you're doing, it feels like you're sort of having some new beginnings happening, or you're aiming for new beginnings. Is that right?
Yeah. Across the board, sort of, with my job. You know, that was a positive new beginning, but the place I was working previously sort of, like, let me go. And as a result, I kind of new position, which is actually a step up from where what I was doing before, and it actually gave me a raise just getting that new job. So I was being underpaid in the previous position. And, you know, I've just realized a lot of the people around me in my life, you know, whether it's friendships and certain romantic relationships, you know, I'm at a point in my life where I'd like to find that, but it's just, it's finding that trustworthy people, you know, and really not wanting to become too much more guarded than I may already be, but also, you know, remaining like open enough to welcoming new friendships or, you know, potential partners in. But it's just, you know, it's been kind of hard recently with some lessons that I've learned.
Yeah, I had written down good boundaries. So I think you're working on that, but you know, why are you working on that? Cause you've been there, done that. And, you know, you're not, it's like you're sick of it. You're sick of going through that. And it feels like, you know, you've had some, like as the flower symbolism brings us, it feels like you've had problems with loyalty in the past, people appearing to be one thing and being another, and some disappointments. Mm-hmm.
Even in family, to be honest with you. So that's been tough too, you know, and you know, not everything's perfect. So I'd like to pretend it is sometimes, but the actuality of it, coming to terms with that and trying to navigate those relationships, you know, the best way I can to protect myself.
Learning to speak your truth, you know. You don't have to yell it, speak your truth quietly and clearly, but you can speak your truth. And again, I think your boundaries are strengthening because of the stuff you've been through. And you're not, you talk about being overly guarded, but I think you're not. I think you're just being a bit sensible in that you're following your instinct more. So I think you're going to get a more immediate sense of yuck or yum when you're encountering people. Not everybody out there is like nice and friendly and kind and thoughtful. And, you know, you can feel when you should leave them away alone, I think you're going to be okay because you're your own, you're taking care of your energy, you know? So that's good. Yeah, trust
Absolutely.
That you're doing the inner work. So trust that you're, you know, you're not the same person that you were. when you learned all those lessons and stuff. You're stronger. You're what's it, remember the $6 million man? You know, we could make him stronger and better. And I think that $6 million woman too. But you know what I mean? Like you're a much better version of yourself now. Trust the new beginnings, the fresh start that you're going through. And I'm getting this memory of like when school started and we'd have all these new clean notebooks and stuff, and then pretty soon they'd be messed up and have cartoons drawn in them or scribbles and stuff like that. So look at this as a fresh new notebook and only write in it what resonates for you now. You don't have to take any more wooden nickels, as they say.
That's perfect. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Carrie. It was lovely to talk to you. Let us know how it goes, eh? And
you
can look up, yeah, and you can look up more on the symbolism of the Scylla flower. It's S-C-I-L-L-A and what that brings to you. But I think it's bringing good things, showing good things in your way.
That's great. Well, thank you both very much.
You're very welcome. Happy Sunday. All right. So I think that's going to wrap it up, Linda. Yeah, you
okay.
can find all of us on the Sacred Embers website, which is sacredembershow.wixsite.com/love. Can't think, are there anything else we're mentioning?
Well, you didn't mention your own site.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. lwixsite.com/Lynn. And we're on Facebook, Sacred Embers group. So you can join that if you want or get in touch with us through that. We also have the Enter the Light page. I'm afraid none of us really do a lot on it, but you can contact us through that. So, yeah, it's a good thing we're not running, like, major corporations or anything like that. But I think we're doing
our
best.
We're running what is important to run. That's all that we need to do.
Absolutely. Yeah, this little show is like a battery charger, and I'm really glad we get to do it. So I'm going to play us out with an oldie but goodie from Linda Irwin's musical repertoire. It's a piece called Sunset Lagoon. It's one of my favorites. Love and light to you, Linda. Thank you so much. I just love working with you and Jessica and Tony. I feel so blessed.
I love
blessed.
Our team.
So catch you next week. I'm not sure what we're talking about it, but it'll be kind of neat, whatever it is.
Yep.